suspects. The three men were about to burglarize the house when they entered through a glass door in the back. The homeowner's 19-year-old son was there, had a loaded AR-15 rifle. After an exchange of words, the teenager opened fire and killed all three of them. Waggoner County Sheriff say two dead suspects found in the kitchen, another out in the driveway. The son has volunteered to give a statement to police. The sheriff say the preliminary investigation shows he was acting in self-defense. John Saucier, Fox News.
Some Oakland Raiders fans say they're no longer Raiders fans after NFL owners approved the team's move to Las Vegas.
It's like a bad marriage, you know. The spouse cheats, you let them get back, you give them a second chance. They go again, I'm done.
The Raiders moved to L.A. in the 1980s, then returned. They'll leave for Las Vegas in 2020, playing the next two seasons in Oakland still. Season ticket holders can get refunds if they don't want to go anymore. On Wall Street, stock futures are lower. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
When was the last time you got to use cool tools and help build a house? Well, for me, it was just last week. I'm Philip Stacy, and I work for Habitat Humanity, Kirk County. We build houses for low-income folks who would probably never have a chance to own their own home. Habitat gives them a hand up, not a hand out. If you would like to support Habitat, please call our office at 792-4844 or visit our website at habitatkerr.org. Thanks, and come join us, change lives.
According to a survey by The Hollywood Reporter, 60% of you could not name a single movie nominated for Best Picture. Now, the Journal lists some reasons for all this, but the Journal leaves out a big reason that big movie is laying an egg, and that's politics. The endless tirades from hardcore liberal actors have turned off millions of their former customers. Hollywood is totally disconnected from much of its audience.
Don't miss Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2 on KERV 1230.
Good morning, everyone. Your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. I'm concerned about severe thunderstorms across the listening area late tonight through the early morning hours on Wednesday. A dry line will track across the region, creating the opportunity for showers and thunderstorms late tonight through tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and an isolated tornado risk. In the meantime, very humid with a few showers today. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
All right, Kerry, thanks. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Now we've dropped down to 66, showing some fog and mist in the area, according to National Weather Service here. So whatever you do out there, just be safe while you're doing it.
Broadcasting live from the WodenArmory.com studios, it's Gordon Ames on Big G's Texas Roadshow.
That is correct. We are here with you in the WodenArmory.com studios. I encourage you to get on the website, WodenArmory.com, W-O-D-E-N, WodenArmory.com. These guys discount to you if you are law enforcement or first responder, a veteran, or military. They've got layaway, one-third down, 60 days to pay. They have got the Hill Country's biggest supply of Class 3 suppressors. You know, shooting suppressed is a great way to introduce your children or your grandchildren to the sport. The biggest deterrent for a child, I think, with a gun is the bang, the noise. So, yeah. If you want to, if you're an active or an avid shooter, perhaps a suppressor is would be something worth a try. If you've never shot one, and you've got a child or a grandchild that you, or great grandchild that you would like to get involved in shooting, of course they've got full line repair and manufacturing as well. Handguns, long guns, ammo, accessories, new items arriving daily. If you're looking for something for personal carry and self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, Woden Armory is the first place you need to be thinking about. 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. Chris King is up there from 10 to 6 today. 830-992-3047 is the telephone number to call. And on the web at WodenArmory.com. All right, check him out. Woden Armory. Chris King up there. At 9 minutes after the hour, we got Radney Foster going to be calling in here momentarily. We're going to go ahead and get this break out of the way, and we'll be back.
At Peterson Health, we're elevating health by making it easier for you to get better faster with Peterson Urgent Care, offering walk-in care for minor illnesses or injuries 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Remember, if you need emergency care, Peterson Urgent Care works closely with Peterson Regional Medical Center, where physicians are on staff 24/7 and ready to treat the most serious conditions. Call 830-258-7669 or visit petersonurgentcare.com.
Justice Radio returns to the talk of Texas. Join private investigator Stephen Rombaum every Wednesday at 8 a.m. on AM 1230 KERV. Stephen will be discussing fraud, scams, missing persons, and more. Each Wednesday at 8, listen locally on KERV 1230. Stream it live at KERV1230.com. And download the free KERV app. Justice Radio with Stephen Rombaum Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. Call 830-282-1543 to talk to Stephen. Justice Radio on KERV.
Secret.
There are websites, and then there are websites. If your website is just enough to say you have one, you need to get in touch with AC Print. Make your website something special. AC Print can do that for you. Plus, they have promotional items, pens, cups, shirts, you name it. Need a logo? They can design that for you. Make 2017 the year you improve your image. Get in touch with AC Print. AC Print, woman-owned for 25 years. acprint.net.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Since 1982, Any Baby Can has been a safety net to families with children and youth facing serious health or developmental challenges. Our services include case management, autism services, health and wellness, prescription assistance, sibling support, and a center for infant and child loss at no cost to the family. We are located at 819 Water Street. Give us a call at 830-792-4222 or visit anybabycansa.org. I'm Rebecca Mills, case manager, serving Kerr and the surrounding counties.
Good morning, everyone. Your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. I'm concerned about severe thunderstorms across the listening area late tonight through the early morning hours on Wednesday. A dry line will track across the region, creating the opportunity for showers and thunderstorms late tonight through tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and an isolated tornado risk. In the meantime, very humid with a few showers today. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
All right, Kerry, thank you. It is 66. There's been some fog and mist in the area, and it's going to get a little wetter as we roll along. So we got a 33-year-old guy named Joshua Parrin. Well, that's how they'd say it in Louisiana anyway. Parrin, I guess. P-A-I-R-A-N. He's from Albany, Oregon, and he got himself a new 2015 Subaru WRX sedan. Now, I had a nephew that had one of those. That was a pretty nice little car. Well, and what do you do when you get a new car? You got to show it off, huh? So even though Joshua was drunk, he decided to show off his new car by taking one of his friends on a drive Saturday night. Well, here's the sad part. He missed a curve in the road, and he plowed his car into a house. He was okay, but his friend had to be rushed to the hospital. Fortunately, the injuries were not life-threatening. Cops came. Joshua was arrested for drunk driving, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and assault. On top of all that, the new car. Yep, it was totaled. It was totaled. Mm-hmm. Plus, we got some weird reasons that movies were banned in other countries. If we can find time to get to that this morning, we will. We're going to be looking for a call from Radney Foster here momentarily. And we've got some other things. We've got a guy has written a repeal to Obamacare. Who is that? Representative Mo Brooks has filed a bill to repeal Obamacare. It's got one line in it. It says, effective as of December 31st, 2017, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is repealed and provisions of law amended or repealed by such act are restored or revived as if such act had not been enacted. Now, how hard would that be to pass, huh? How hard would it be to pass something along those lines? I don't think that it would be a hard thing to do. I don't know why they're doing it. So, anyway, that's where we're at right now. So, 15 minutes after the hour, I see Marlon Lee bouncing around outside. We might have to get him in here momentarily. Let's say we are going to be talking supposedly to Radney Foster this morning. I was under the impression it was this morning. Maybe it's next Tuesday morning. The show is not until next Friday, so I don't know. We will find out. Ted Poe, this guy was a judge, and he was a state legislator. Now he is in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a member that resigned from the House Freedom Caucus on Sunday. He ripping the former colleagues in the Freedom Caucus, questioning if there was anything they would support. See, Poe is yet another one of these rhinos, or Republican in name only. KERV, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Radney Foster.
Radney Foster, good morning to you, sir.
How are you, Big G?
I'm great, man. I am great. I hear birds in the background. Is that...
I'm walking across my backyard, my studio, to do this interview.
All right. Very good. Very good. We got Marlon.
The birds don't chirp automatically in your studio early in the morning?
Well, not unless I hit a button, you know. Make them... Hey, Radney, I've got Marlon Lee in studio with us this morning. Marlon,
hey, Radney.
Good morning.
Marlon handles the business for us out at Blue Sage Hall, where you're going to be performing. Now, Marlon, you told me that you had met Radney, 22 years ago or something?
Yeah, I'm going to date he and I both. I'm actually going to be emceeing the show out there. I emceed a show for you and Larry Stewart back in the summer of 1995. At the Cassville Twinorama on the banks of the Mississippi River in Cassville, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Now, do you remember that show? With all the hundreds and thousands of shows you've done, do you actually remember that show?
No. Yes, because it was on the banks of the river.
Ah.
And I'm a fly fisherman. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember this or not, but the start of the show was delayed because we had a thunderstorm beforehand. And I remember going on the radio.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
I remember going on the radio promoting people to come on out, and I'm going, oh, the weather's nice down here in Cassville. And then all of a sudden there was this huge thunderclap that you could hear over the radio. So folks knew I was lying through my teeth, but...
kind of like those birds that were chirping when you right. first got on the air. There. I'm like, man, is he in an aviary somewhere? What is going on here?
No, it's just my backyard. Actually... I live in an old dry stack stone house, and my back wall off of my screen porch is home to two or three different kinds of migratory birds, and they come back every spring and they make nests in the wall.
Oh man!
In the spaces between the.
Have you named them yet?
Well, my wife has. I told her that we wanted. I said, "Well, honey, why don't we get a book and we can figure out what they are?" She goes, "I don't know what they are." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "They're wallabirds."
What?
She said, "You got your little brown wallabirds. She said, you got your bigger wallabirds. You got some black cap wallabirds." I said, "Okay, all right, never mind."
You know, we've got a an African.
She ain't even a hillbilly. You know, what I mean, she came up with that all by herself. You know?
Well, yeah, I guess some of it rubbed off on her, huh?
I think so. She's been with me now for a while. I married a girl from the East Bay up in California, San Francisco area, but now a lot of her friends think she's absolutely just as country as a pumpkin in a field.
Now, Radney, you mentioned something earlier that struck a chord with me. I want to we'll go ahead. I want to get this done, and then we'll talk about the music and the show. You say you're a fly fisherman. What do you prefer fishing for? What is your perfect setting for fly fishing?
I waffle on that because it's so much fun to catch all these different species.
It is.
Here around Nashville, there is a home water for me called the Caney Fork River, and that's a pretty spectacular thing for trout. But there's a bunch of smaller rivers that hold smallmouth. And when I'm home in San Antonio, I love going up to like the Llano.
Sure.
And fish and just canoe or kayak or even wade fish for smallmouth.
Right.
And I'll go out west towards Del Rio, and I've got friends with property on the Nueces, and then there's some access on the Frio.
Sure.
Before the inner tube hatch.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. The I just want to ask, have you, in all your travels, have you ever done any saltwater fly fishing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I caught this last year, tarpon for the first time.
Yeah.
Which was really something.
Where?
And the Virgin Islands, actually.
Okay.
We're playing a show with me and Pat Green and Sonny Sweeney in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Uh-huh.
And there's a festival down there. It was fun as all get out, but I had a day off and I went fishing with a guide for tarpon. They weren't big by tarpon standards.
Right.
They were weighed 40 pounds, but
well, I tell you what,
apparently they were big to me.
A tarpon on a fly rod can be a half day or all day affair.
It's an interesting thing because they can spit a hook.
Uh-huh.
Better than any other fish.
Uh-huh. Well, there's nothing but bone inside that mouth, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you set the hook. That gill plate is so, it's just a mouth plate, but
right.
It's as hard as a rock. You know, you have to just jerk as hard as you can to set that hook.
Mm-hmm.
And even still, they can spit the hook whenever they get up and wing walk like you see a trout do that, you know.
Sure.
You're not really worried about them spitting a hook. But the tarpon will, or bust you off,
right.
You know, 40-pound test because when they wing walk like that, because when a 40-pound fish is doing that, it's kind of impressive. And they say you bow to the queen.
That's right.
You know,
that is correct.
You drop your rod tip, and you take all the pressure off of that fish while it wing walks like that, and then you have to put the pressure back on the minute they get back in the water.
There you go.
Craziest thing I've ever done in my life. Uh-huh. Counterintuitive.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
I hooked up on about six or seven, and I landed three of them. That's a good day.
That's pretty good odds because I've been out and you know, hooked up on that many and not been able to bring one to hand.
Oh, that's kind of easily have been a possibility.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to know that I've got a fellow fly fisherman in the
room.
So
when I'm playing Kerrville, if you see me up at the headwaters of the Guadalupe in a pair of waders, although this time of year it might be getting on where I could.
Yeah, you can probably get out there in shorts now.
Yeah,
it's warming up pretty good up here. Yeah, we're looking forward to having you here, man. You have been a stable in the or staple, I guess, in the playlist since we went to the format.
I hate it when that happens.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
Just terrible.
So Del Rio to Nashville, that's quite a trek, huh?
It is.
It's been a pretty good ride.
It's been a real good ride. You know, the funny thing is that I know that there's this whole Texas thing that's so anti-Nashville, but it's been a great town for so many Texans and so, and in lots of ways because there's always been a little, you know, sort of alt country or whatever you want to call it. I mean, we didn't really have a name for it other than it's like all those Texan guys are always hanging out with each other.
Right.
They're all going over to Guy Clark's house and singing, you know, songs and smoking weed and drinking whiskey till God knows what hours of the morning. You know, it's like, yeah, that seemed like fun. You know,
but you know, the whole thing, I think the thing about Nashville, and I think we, you know, everybody's aware of this, is, you know, what the ivory towers have tried to force feed us into believing.
Oh yeah. That, oh well.
What is country music?
So. You know, I can wax philosophic for hours on what's wrong with that. You know?
We all can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we do from time to time.
You know what's wrong? I tell you what. All of those guys are all idiots and numbskulls, unless they fall into whatever that cycle is, where one of their artists cuts one of my songs and they want to get it played on the radio. Then they're absolute geniuses. Anytime they're playing one of my songs on the radio by somebody else, they're absolute geniuses.
Well, that's quite a stretch, though, because normally most of that stuff is kind of dedicated to the lowest common denominator, you know?
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I said, which is why I feel fortunate whenever one of mine sneaks through. Because I've been accused on a couple of occasions of being too smart for my own britches, you know, and that somehow I'm getting above my raisin.
No, you're just cerebral, that's all.
Well, Ricky Skaggs told me I was okay, though.
Well, hey, you got the seal of approval.
So
there you go.
I got the Ricky Skaggs seal of approval.
There you go.
He said, no, Rad, you keep writing them like you like to. You're all right. Great, and he cut Guy Clark and Roddy Crowell songs.
So, oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Now, Don't Get Above Your Raisin was one of Ricky Skaggs' hits.
That's correct.
That is correct. Yeah,
one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, that's a classic.
It was funny when, you know, as much as the early part of my career, and really all of my career, people have always said, you know, I was stretching the boundaries and stuff like that. And Foster and Lloyd was. You know, new and innovative, because we were bringing so much rock and punk, you know, to country music at the time. You know, but our favorite stuff was all the traditional stuff. We loved Ricky Skaggs and Randy Travis, and were elated when those guys came out. And then, but, you know, we just did what we loved.
Right.
You know, we loved Buck Owens and we loved the Everly Brothers, and that was pure country. And then we loved, you know, the Clash and the Beatles. So we just did what we loved. And Joey Lee gave us permission. He told us we were okay. You know, so we just said, no.
Hey, that forehead is going to be full of them stamps of approval here if you don't watch out.
But, you know, it's funny how you're talking about the powers that be. There's always something different that breaks through from that. And every time I hear that traditional country music is dead, look out, because somebody else comes back around.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Well, are you familiar with the Ameripolitan movement that Dale Watson's pushing down in Austin?
No. I know Dale real well. We wrote a song together. He makes me my problem with going to a Dale Watson show is that he won't let me just dance with my wife. He'll insist. He'll bug me. If he sees me in the audience, if I don't stand in the back, he's going to make me get up there and sing so he can take a break and go drink a beer. I'll get up and I'll say, okay, I'll sing one. And I get up and I sing one. And he says, and he looks over from the bar and he goes, oh, no, you're doing good.
Keep it up, huh? Keep it up. Well, Dale has put together a kind of a thing down here. It's called Ameripolitan, and it is has spawned a lot of stuff that's, I guess, it's heavy in honky-tonk and western swing and outlaw and rockabilly. Feels.
Sure.
So there is a lot of great music out there being made, stuff that you're not going to hear necessarily on
mainstream
radio, which is good for me because it gives me an opportunity to play artists that I really like. And there's no one saying, oh, no, you can't play this. You've got to play that. So we get the freedom to do whatever we want to do here.
That's cool. Love that.
Well, it's kind of old school, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Not, you know, and that it really was the, you know, when I'm aging myself, but, you know.
You and I are the same age.
Well, yeah, and I'm just ahead of you, just barely.
Yeah. Well, if I cut an album, it would have been Houston, Texas, 1959.
There you go.
I think I'm a month older than you are.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You don't. Well,
and I'm about nine months older than Marlon. So
the DJs still had permission to break format. You know, they could they could pretty much, you know, no one had to. They, you know, I remember the first time we walked in and we were going to play live, and that. I remember the change, I guess. It's like the first time I walked in, probably 10 years after that, where a guy had to figure out how to put one of my new songs into, they had to program it into the radio station in order to play it. They just couldn't just like pick up a CD and just play it. They had no CD player.
No CD player.
Control room. Yeah.
Amazing.
I was shocked. Yeah.
Well, and that started, I mean, I've been in radio since 1980, and I worked Houston radio for a long time. And lo and behold, about the 90s, you would get your playlist, and, you know, if you deviated from it, you were liable to get a phone call from the program director going, hey, you know, what are you playing? That's not on the playlist.
Right.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think that's only gotten worse with big-time corporate radio over the years.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Well, I am coming to Kerrville, Texas, to Ingram, actually.
Yes, you are.
And I'm excited about it. And
now, you bringing the band? You bringing a band?
No, it's just me and Cousin Eddie, my guitar player.
Okay.
But we make a lot of noise.
Excellent.
For two guys with guitars.
Excellent.
I promise. And the fun part is we're going to play a couple of new songs. I just started recording my next record, and we've cut about six sides. We're going to cut about four more. And might cut more than that, but it's going to have 10 on the record. And the fun part is that I am writing a book of short fiction to go along with it. So each song will have its own short story.
Wow.
And you can buy either That's the cool. record or it the book. Cool. And so it's kind of like, you know, if you ever wondered what color the girl's dress was or what happened after that song or what happened before, you know, that kind of thing. There's a song we've been doing with a title cut. I think it's going to be the title, with Sycamore Creek. And the song before the song, you know, is really a story song. And I thought, well, what's the short story? And I thought, well, just, you know, the song itself is a short story, but I realized it took place over about, in that 3.5 minutes, I cover about 15 years of these people's lives. And I thought, well, that's not a short story. That's two novels, you know? And so I wrote what happened, what got them there, what happened in the last year of high school.
Ah,
you know? Huh? Before the song starts.
When are you projecting to have this available?
It's going to be available September 15th.
All right, very good.
And
cool.
So we'll have pre-orders. We did a Kickstarter campaign. It went great. I just inked a deal with a really great Southern Lit book, publishing company. And they actually are creating a brand new imprint called Working Title Farm, and I'm going to be the first book out on that new imprint I'm working out.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And, you know, the reason we went with that, I mean, you can put books out yourself.
Right.
Yourself these days.
Self-publishing,
many
sure.
people do. Right. But but it's like me, you know, I put out my own records because I know who to call and how to call them and what strings to pull and all that kind of stuff and what publicist to hire. And, you know, I don't know anything about that in the book world. And I figured that having somebody who had some expertise in that for the first time might be a good thing. It's worth giving some money up to get, you know, to have them know where to put it.
Right. Absolutely.
Hey, I think you're going to enjoy Blue Sage Hall because it's a very intimate setting. And one of the things that I always enjoy, especially with, you know, it's going to be more or less an acoustic set, right? Is that what you're doing, more or less?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me and my guitar player, Eddie, and it is an acoustic set. But like I said, we have a tendency to get people all excited.
Well, I'm a guy that always likes to hear the story behind the song.
You'll get that.
Yeah, because, excellent. I mean, in that type of setting, it kind of lends itself to, you know, whenever you do one of your songs, you know, I like to know the backstory and, you know, what prompted you, because I'm always curious as to what the inspiration was for a songwriter to write a particular song.
Yeah, that's always. I can't tell you how many people tell me how much they love that part of any of the shows that I do, that the stories are just as fun to them as the songs. You can go overboard with that. They did come to hear you sing, Rodney, not to talk. So I do kind of keep them to a dull roar, you know. But it's a lot of fun, and I try to also make, and I think it's what led me to writing prose, and then what led me to writing short fiction was, you know, funny things happen along the way and in life, and so sometimes I'm not telling the story of writing the song, but, you know, something funny about what happened the last time I played that song on the Grand Ole Opry, you know, or those types of stories, and people are laughing their heads off because, you know, life happens. And I learned that people love to hear those things. And I told somebody, I said, I think I started writing fiction so I could protect the guilty. You know, I can have plausible deniability. You know. But it's really a lot of fun. I hope people come out and have a really good time.
Well, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see the crowd there. I think,
oh, cool!
Yeah. We've been getting some great reports from the folks over at the hall. So,
great.
What time are you going on? 7:30 or something like that?
Yeah, 7:30.
Okay. 7:30. Okay, right. Cool.
All right, Rodney cool. Foster, man. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure has been mine. Thank y'all for playing my music.
Oh, yes, sir.
It still means a lot to me.
Well, that's good, and thank you for doing what you do, because I'll tell you, like I tell everybody else that enters the hallowed halls of Big G's Hillbilly Cave here, if it wasn't for guys doing what you do, I wouldn't be doing what I do, so I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. Pleasure's all mine.
Hey, we'll see you a week from Friday.
All right. Talk to you guys soon, man.
Thanks, Rodney. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rodney Foster on the road show this morning, so that's going to be a barn burner, huh, Marla?
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And what a pleasurable guy to visit with. Personable and just, you know, never to loss, just, you know, good interview.
Yeah.
Good interview.
He's got such a list of, I mean, even the more familiar songs, there's so many good ones, from Nobody mm-hmm. Wins to Just Call Me Lonesome,
mm-hmm.
Texas in 1880, some later stuff, Angel Flight.
Right.
I Know You Can Hear Me, Half of My Mistakes is a great tune.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Cerebral, even at some point, yes. Yes. It is 39 minutes after the hour. We got some Rodney Foster queued up for you right here on the road show.
Just call me lonesome, heartbroken. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Fashionistas are freaking out after United Airlines banned two girls from boarding a flight because they were wearing leggings. Among those defending the young ladies, model Chrissy Teigen. She announced via Twitter she's flown United without wearing any pants at all. A grown woman just telling the world she travels pantsless. We'll need to see that in first class or coach. Ms. Teigen has exposed a much bigger issue across the fruited plain. Folks just don't know how to dress appropriately in public. In the golden age of travel, passengers would board jetliners dressed in their Sunday going-to-church clothes. But these days, sweet mercy, some of these people dress like they're a bunch of Vegas showgirls. I will concede you have a constitutional right to dress like a Vegas showgirl, but the issue is whether your mama would want you to. Put some pants on, America! I'm Todd Starnes.
Woden Armory, 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, has the lowest pricing on firearms and accessories in the Hill Country. Buying, selling, and trading new and used firearms. Discounts for military, veterans, first responders, and law enforcement available. Layaway now with one-third down and 60 days to pay. Full line repair and manufacturing is also available at Woden Armory. Handguns, long guns, ammo and accessories, with new items always arriving. For personal carry or self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, think Woden Armory first. 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. 830-992-3047. That's 830-992-3047. And on the web at WodenArmory.com. Demonstrations and training classes coming soon for suppressors and ARs. Woden Armory. WodenArmory.com.
Good morning, everyone. Your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. I'm concerned about severe thunderstorms across the listening area late tonight through the early morning hours on Wednesday. A dry line will track across the region, creating the opportunity for showers and thunderstorms late tonight through tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and an isolated tornado risk. In the meantime, very humid with a few showers today. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
All right, Kerry, thank you. 45 and a half minutes after the hour. Hour of 8 o'clock on your Tuesday, March 28th, Big G's Texas Roadshow, 67 degrees, a little foggy out there this morning. Whatever you do, wherever you go, by all means, do be careful here. So we were talking about Ted Poe. He's a Republican in the House of Representatives from Texas. He was one of the guys that resigned from the House Freedom Caucus, and he's ripping his former colleagues in the Freedom Caucus. Question if there was anything that they would support. He said he went so far as to say that members of the Freedom Caucus would never have voted yes on anything, including the Ten Commandments. You know, he says, now we have Obamacare. We promised for years we were going to repeal Obamacare. We voted 60 times to repeal Obamacare. Then we came down to repealing it where it actually counted. People just said, I'm not going to vote to repeal the bill. Well, you know what? It was a Band-Aid bill for Obamacare. It was not a full repeal and replacement. It was a Band-Aid bill. It was not a good bill. And I may be totally off base here, but I kind of get the impression that Donald Trump might have been going along with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan just to perhaps have him marginalized at this point. See what I'm saying? Let Paul Ryan suffer a stinging defeat, then have people calling for his head to marginalize him, get him out of the way, and then Trump can move on with his agenda. I don't know. Is that far-fetched? Perhaps. Maybe so. Maybe no.
Amarillo. She helped me chase all my dreams. I left her crying on her pillow, weeping like a weeping willow. I left the best part of Texas in Tennessee. She loved those old Smoky Mountains, those high stayed home without her. I left the best part of Texas in Tennessee. That old Lone Star sure is lonesome tonight. That old full moon sure ain't shining quite so bright. She's nowhere to be seen as far as I can see. I left the best part of Texas in Tennessee. I left the best part of Texas in Tennessee. That old Lone Star sure is lonesome tonight. That old full moon sure ain't shining quite so bright. She's nowhere to be seen as far as I can see. I left the best part of Texas in Tennessee.
Red Steagall on the Road Show.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee has put his objectivity in question when it comes to investigating Russia's alleged meddling in the 2016 election. Graham told NBC's Today Show that most Americans want to know who Republican Congressman Devin Nunes met with or saw when he went to the White House grounds to review intelligence reports. President Trump taking steps to unravel his predecessor's plans to curb global warming. Today, Mr. Trump plans to sign an executive order to suspend, rescind, or flag for review more than a half dozen measures in an effort to boost domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels, the most efficient. Mr. Trump has called global warming a hoax invented by the Chinese. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average opening for trading this morning at 20,551. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been telling you about Relief Factor for about 6 months now. I've been using Relief Factor for a lot longer than that. If you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, general muscle aches and pain, do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com, order their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks, $19.95. Relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online. But that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and the professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
So this spring, give your home the simplest makeover ever. Now through April 4th, buy three blinds and get the fourth free when you go to Blinds.com and use promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
There's a lot to be proud of in Kerr County. Our schools, theaters, our historic sites, our beautiful river and its tributaries, the hills and the wide open sky, live music, night spots and parks, and it's a sportsman's paradise. Our lifestyle's a little more relaxed here, and that's how we like it. So be proud of where you live, because there's lots of reasons to be. Celebrate Kerr County. A little reminder from your friends here at Revolution Broadcasting.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
This Trump budget, most of which I support, not all of it. I don't believe in reviving the export-import. I don't get that, this corporate welfare stuff. Well, it's pro-American, making America great again. No, it's not. Capitalism is pro-American, making America great again. Entrepreneurship is pro-American, making America great again. Competition is pro-American, making America great again.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Weekday afternoons, 5 till 8, on the Talk of Texas.
Good morning, everyone. Your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. I'm concerned about severe thunderstorms across the listening area late tonight through the early morning hours on Wednesday. A dry line will track across the region, creating the opportunity for showers and thunderstorms late tonight through tomorrow morning. Some of the storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and an isolated tornado risk. In the meantime, very humid with a few showers today. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
Well, all right, Kerry, thanks. It's 54 minutes after the hour. Do not forget, this afternoon, 2 o'clock, the Roundtable on AM 1230. We'll see you then.
Man to man, can I ask you a question? What made you do it? Man to man, your operation, are you glad you went through it? Man to man, now tell me, was it our divorce that made you have this surgery? I'm sorry, but man to man, you're still a woman to me. It's just a little weird to see you with a beard. I used to call you Stephanie, but now you're Steve. And you got something new that wasn't there when I married you. And these muscles on your arms, I hope you ain't mad at me. Okay, Steve, let's be friendly. Could we talk a while? Man to man, can I ask you a question? What made you do it? Man to man, your operation, was it hell to go through it? Man to man, now tell me, was it our divorce that made you have this surgery? Forgive me, but man to man, you're still a woman to me. You traded femininity for a dose of masculinity, and I think it took real good. I could tell when we shook hands, that's a hell of a grip you got. Must be the steroid shots. You were strong when you was a woman, but as a man, damn. What do you say, Steve? Maybe you and me could play golf sometime. Man to man, can I ask you a question? What made you do it? Man to man, your operations, was it hell to go through it? Man to man, now tell me, was it our divorce that made you have this surgery? Forgive me, but man to man, you're still a woman to me. No offense, Steve, but man to man, you're still a woman to me.
Thanks for being with us. And until we meet again on the radio, on the screen, or in person, this is Roy Rogers saying goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Corpus Christi, Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.
The Weekend with Joe Pags, Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Talk of Texas, KERV Kerrville.